Hello, hello, my friends. Today we are going to talk about one of my most frequently asked questions, and that is, what do I need in order to get my email marketing game up and running? What do I need in order to make sure that I am doing email marketing correctly? And really, when you get down to it, there are two core things that you need to make sure that you are connecting with your audience, make sure that you are writing the right kinds of emails, and ultimately to make sure that you're making sales from the emails that you're sending out. So today we're going to talk about those two things that you need in order to crush your email marketing game. Welcome to Your Intentional Life, the show for online course creators and coaches ready to live on their terms. I'm Brittany Bailey, and I'm here to help you get intentional about your marketing and mindset so you can do just that. So far, I've built a thriving six-figure business from the ground up and worked with some of the top internet marketing minds out there. But I'm not done yet, and I have a feeling you aren't either. So let's jump right in and get on with today's episode. Okay, so like I said, I get asked this question a lot. I've been asked it by people in my mastermind, I've been asked it by people who are looking to join email copy school. What do I need in order to make sure that I'm going to do well at email marketing, in order to make sure that I am going to send out the right kinds of emails? And really, it boils down to these two things. And the interesting thing is, they're kind of assumed, but really, when you dig into some of these even higher end programs and courses that are talking about all these fancy email marketing tactics you can use and swipe files and all these like fancy things, if you go to those and you don't have these two things in place, your emails still are not going to make you the amount of money that you're wanting from them. They're still not going to be performing at the top level. The very first thing that you need in order to crush your email marketing is a list. And I know that sounds so basic, but I'm not just talking about a list. I'm talking about a list of people who are interested in you and your message. A list of people who are engaged with what you're sending out. A list of people who are interested in the value ladder that you are building and putting out in your business. This list is what you are hitting send to every time you write an email. So when you are thinking about how much money am I going to make from this email, when you're thinking about how is this email going to perform, it comes down to your list. And a lot of coaches and course creators that I come across, they are putting the cart before the horse a little bit, and they're getting really into the weeds on email marketing and thinking about campaign structures and all these different things. And their list is being neglected. In the meantime, their list is not something that they're focused on. They're focused on the vehicle of email marketing versus the people who are there already on their list. So not only do you need this list of people, you need a strategy to consistently build that list, right? This can look like, you know, it can look like lead magnets that are just always running for your business. It can look like when you go on podcast interviews and masterclass interviews and do guest speaking things, something that you give out there to get your list going. There are a lot of different list building tactics, but this is something that needs to be a continual thing in your business always. You never stop list building, ever, ever. If you hear one thing from me in this entire podcast, let it be that. You are never done building your email list, ever. Your email list is the lifeblood of your company. No matter what other tactics, no matter what other things you are using, it comes down to your email list. Your email list needs to be present. It needs to be hearing from you. It needs to be constantly growing. It needs to be something that you are always focused on. Your email list is the number one thing that you need in order to crush your email marketing game. It is something that you start building and continually build for the rest of your duration in your business. You're always building your email list. So that is something that we need to focus on, talk about. We are going to get deeper into it in further episodes, talk about tagging and unsubscribes and all the things. But know that the very first thing when you're talking about email marketing, your mind needs to immediately go to who's on my list and how am I getting more people there? That's where your mind needs to be going, rather than cool marketing tactics, cool marketing things, you know, all these other shiny objects that get kind of thrown into our sphere as business owners. We really need to be focused on our list. Thing number two is we need to have a clear and concise message and know who we're talking to. So number one, in order to crush our email marketing, we need to actually have a list, right? Number two is we need to know who we're talking to on that list and what they're going through, all of that. We need to have a clear picture of who we're talking to and how we're talking to them. Everything else in email marketing rests on these two things. If we are communicating to our list and we're using fluffy language, we're using generic language, we are not speaking their language at all, you know, we're just completely missing where they're at in their customer journey, we're going to get unsubscribes. This is something that doesn't get enough spotlight. Again, just like with the list, other things take priority over it, right? We talk about value ladders, we talk about all these other aspects of our business, but when it comes down to it, what is the root of your message? What are you trying to communicate to your list? What is the core? Not all the other things. What is the core of your message? If you can't sit down and just say simply, this is what I do for my audience, then you have some work to do before you're starting to really get into the email marketing game. Any marketing, any messaging, it all starts with this, right? For me, I help online course creators and coaches get intentional about their marketing and mindset so they can live on their terms. That is my core mission statement for me, for my business, for everything. Everything that I put out to my list, to my Instagram followers, to my Facebook followers, to on my podcast, everything that I put out comes back to that core message. If I didn't have that anchor, all of my campaigns would feel disjointed. It would feel like I was throwing things out. When people talk about throwing proverbial pasta at the wall, this is what they mean. They don't have a core anchor, and your marketing, your email marketing list, your list can sense that. When you are throwing things out there and there's not something tying it back together, it feels disjointed. It comes off inauthentic sometimes even. You need to know your core message and your core values before you are building out these massive campaigns, because your soap opera sequence, your initiation sequence, it rests on who you are as a business owner. It rests on who you are serving. It rests on why your company exists. So if you skip this step and you go in and you build these big campaigns that are connected to all your opt-ins, and you haven't done the work of who am I and who am I serving, then you're wasting your time. So you need to, in order to really get into email marketing and actually be making money sending emails to your list, you have to know what you're saying. And then like I was mentioning before, you also have to know who you're talking to. So in my, what I just said to you, I help online course creators and coaches, that is my avatar. And I have an even deeper avatar with my content team, right? I've gone in and talked about, okay, they are at this point in their life. They are around this age. They have done this previously. They've done that previously, right? I've gone in and really studied who I'm here to serve, who is already interacting with my content, so that when I'm hitting send, I'm not only confident in my messaging, I'm confident in who's reading it. There was a Instagram post that I was watching where someone was dissecting Gary Vee's messaging, and it was so specific that he said that's why it performs well. And I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. If you've ever read copy that made you feel like you got punched in the gut, then you know how powerful specificity is. There is always that moment when something reaches out and grabs you and it's like, are you doing this? And you're like on your computer doing that right then, right? Specificity is always going to win out. So not only do you have to be clear on who, on why you're saying what you're saying, but you have to be clear on who's reading it, because that's going to allow you to actually create emails that convert. Emails and copy that converts is specific. Like this guy was saying, Gary Vee talks about, he doesn't just say, are you feeling stuck? Are you feeling drifty? Are you whatever, like, you know, just kind of generic fluffy things? No, he says, are you sitting on your couch watching these things of Twitch? Are you, what, you know, whatever the platform is, like he's naming platforms, he's naming activities that he knows that people who are following him are actually doing. He's sitting and talking and listing it out. Are you drinking this? Are you doing this? Are your friends saying this? Is your family saying this? These are specific things that his audience is hearing over and over and over again. If you want emails that are actually going to convert, actually going to give you the results that you want, you need to be calling things out. It's the same with every other kind of copy. But with emails, we've really gotten into this like swipe file culture, template culture, where we haven't taken it one level deeper. We haven't gotten specific. So these are really the two things that we have to focus on. We have to focus on a list. We have to focus on constantly building a list out, always making sure that it's growing, always making sure that we're taking care of it and nurturing it. And we also have to make sure that our messaging is clear, both in ourself and the people who are reading it. We have to make sure that we know not only who we are and who we're here to serve, but also that those people are reading it and we know what's going on in their life. These are the two things that have to happen in email marketing. We can talk about campaigns. We can talk about tagging. We can talk about all the different things of email marketing. And that's important. It's very important. But this is the foundation that we are building on. Make no mistake, if you are out there and you are focused on all these other things before you've come back and thought about how your list is constantly growing, before you've come back and thought about, why am I saying these things? What is my customer up to? Then you're going to be wasting your time and you're not going to be getting the results that you really want to get from email marketing. So hopefully that was helpful for you. Let me know. As always, you can find me on Instagram at Brittany Bailey. It's the best place to reach me. You can also send an email to hello@BrittanyBailey and we will find you there as well. I hope you guys are having an awesome day whenever you're listening to this, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for hanging out with me on this episode of Your Intentional Life. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review and rating wherever you're listening to this. To learn more about all the ways I can support you in your intentional life, head over to BrittanyBailey.com.